Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today for the record is Thursday, January 11th, 2018, approximately 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. That is a proposed site-specific rezone, rezone number 1700782, otherwise known as the Encore Expansion Zone Change. On a site-specific rezone, I issue only a recommendation. The Board of County Commissioners makes the final decision, but we'll proceed in hearing this in pretty much the same way in which I hear permit decisions, which is we'll hear a presentation from staff that will be followed then by the applicant's summary of the proposal. Then we'll open this up for public comment. The applicant will then have an opportunity to address any comments or questions that come up from the public, and staff may have items that they wish to add or to clarify, and I may have questions throughout. So at this time, why don't we go ahead and proceed, and we'll start with the presentation from the planning department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name?
My name is Jeff Smith.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'd like to include exhibits 1 through 22 into the record.
Okay.
And then I'd like to include the PowerPoint presentation that would be 23.
Okay. I have all of those. I have reviewed all those, including the staff report, which is 22, and those are all admitted.
Okay. Again, my name is Jeff Smith. I'm representing the Department of Community Development. Senior planner. The proposal today is the Encore is proposing expansion to request a rezone and urban from an urban restricted to an urban low residential zone to allow for future construction of an adult residential and rehabilitation care center, which is permitted under the urban low zone. The proposed facility will complement the existing care facility that's on the south side of Shoal Road or Shoal Place. And the hearing, as expressed earlier, that the hearing examiner has the review authority but does make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. The subject property is located in central, just on the edge of Central Kitsap. It's on the far as the Board of County Commissioner, North End Kitsap County. It's just on the northern edge of Central Kitsap district. This property is north of Silverdale, and it's west of Silverdale Way. Silverdale Way was old highway that once was the main highway through Central Kitsap, but now it's just a county road. And the property is east of the Shoal Farm, which is now a wetland mitigation bank and provides storm drainage and a public trail. The yellow shifted is, that's the highlighted parcel on an assessor parcel map. The property is 7.56 acres. It's more or less rectangle shaped. There's currently a single family home on the property. This property was previously used as a farm or grazing. Includes a farm pond that no longer being used. Far as we can tell, that this site's been actively graded or tilled from the 1940s, but it's flat and just open area. The subject property has a ribbon of hydric soils identified on it, and that's called NORMA. A soil unit, and it's usually what it is the indicator there's hydric soils. Like I said, this site's been actively tilled since the 40s, been a farm for many years. There's through the previous land use, it was the site was identified as not having any critical areas on the property through site visualization, even though there is a farm pond on that. Department of Ecology's sent an email or letter, with concerns that there is wetlands on this property. However, when there's a site-specific request for development, we will ask for a wetland letter from a wetland consultant to address their concerns. The subject property has a comprehensive plan designation of urban low residential. Under the urban low residential, it has two zoning districts, and that's urban restricted and urban low. And the surrounding property is also, as well as urban low as far as the designation, except for directly to the west. As noted in the staff report, the property is zoned urban restricted, and that's 1 to 5 dwelling units per acre. The intent of the urban restricted zone is to map those areas that are that show that there's a significant amount of critical areas on the property. Through the 2012 update, there was a request or implemented through the comprehensive plan update to change that from urban low to urban restricted. And it was probably based on the showing the critical areas or the hydric soils, which they're not present. So the urban low residential zone is 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. The minimum lot area is 2,400 square feet, and minimum lot width is 40 feet, and lot depth is 60 feet. It's definitely more intensive than the urban restricted zone. More intensive. The range of uses that are permitted within that zone are greater, as far as because it's allows a whole range of urban services. So this is a snapshot of the property prior to 2012, which shows the urban low residential zone. So it shows that there's quite a significant area that was designated as urban low. So this would be from approximately 1998 when our plan was validated, mm-hmm. Up until 2012. This was urban low residential.
Okay. There was something in the staff report about the rezone through the 2012 update being an error.
Yes. You know? Yeah, the staff believes this was an error. It was because this already went through a conditional use permit on this property. Mm-hmm. There was site verification that there was no critical areas per se. And so we believe if it was based on urban restricted, that was an error. The intent of the urban restricted zone is that if there are significant amount of critical areas on the property, it usually involves stream corridors and associated wetlands. There's none of that on this property. The proposal is consistent with the Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan policies. That would be through LU 38 and all the way through LU 42. One of the issues that we staff and the applicant had to grapple with is under the 2016 update, all rezones require a transfer development right. Through the full year 2017, we're trying to come up with a process with, through the department and the board. And again, based on what we see is that a transfer development right is required because we believe this is a mapping error. And it was designated or urban low before. The Kitsap County Code lays out some criteria for approving the rezone. And the first one is about consistency with the comprehensive plan. Like I mentioned earlier, is that it is designated urban, low, residential, and there's two zoning districts within that. And we are rezoning it to urban, low residential is consistent with the comprehensive plan. The rezone should not adversely affect people in the vicinity of the property because the comprehensive plan went through and an EIS and alternative analysis looked at. Again, this was previously urban, low residential before, and so we don't anticipate any adverse impacts by changing the zone. As far as the public health and safety, there was a ribbon of hydric soils identified, but there's no evidence of the hydric soils on the property, and it shouldn't impact the welfare of the community. The proposed rezone under B of 4B, by rezoning it, the intensity will increase, and the whole goal of the Growth Management Act is to have higher intensive uses in urban growth areas, and this rezone would be consistent with that. Under 4C, again, it lays out that this neighborhood rezone was an error based on county resource maps indicating that there's hydric soils, which is not. And I wanted to clarify, the county resource maps are an indicator of critical areas, but there's a 60% probability that they're right.
Yeah.
In most cases.
You need to verify.
Yeah, right. Sometimes they're way off, but this is something to work from. So based on the information in the staff report, and we find the proposal consistent with the goals and policies. The subject proposal is exempt, SEPA exempt, and recommends approval.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did the applicant wish to present on this proposal? You step forward. And your name for the record.
My name is Jeff Coombe, C-O-O-M-B-E. I'm one of the project coordinators for the Munchtut Rezone Encore Properties, and we have nothing to offer in addition to Jeff Smith at this time.
Let me swear you in first.
Sorry.
You swear to tell the truth today.
Of course.
Thank you.
But we're here to answer other questions that might come up from anybody else.
Okay. But you didn't have any. You've reviewed the staff report. And
absolutely.
Okay.
We accept the staff report as written.
Okay. Great. Thank you. We're going to, was there something else from the applicant? Yes, step forward. Your name for the record?
Jordan Winters.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
I did. I actually have one comment to the staff report that I'd like to clarify for the record.
Okay.
Under the first page of the staff report, hearing examiner summary, proposal summary says the future construction of adult residential housing and rehabilitation center. I just want to clarify that the company I work for, Sante Partners, is a subsidiary of Encore Communities. We deal with senior housing and a lot of different spectrums. We deal with nursing homes, assisted living, independent living, memory care. And as of now, we haven't determined the exact specific use, which is why there is no CEPA application accompanying this this application. So it very well may be that we construct a number of independent living cottages or a smaller memory care center. The specific use is yet to be determined, but it is focused on senior housing. So I just wanted to state that for the record.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the applicant at this time? Nope. Okay. We will now open it up for public comment. And I have a sign-up sheet here. It looks like the applicant was Mr. Coombe, Mr. Winters. But we have, let's see, Chad Frankie. That's all. You're with the applicant. Okay. All right. There's no one else on the sign-up sheet. However, is there anyone here from the public who is not on the sign-up sheet who wishes to testify? If you could step forward so we can capture everything. Your name first for the record.
Kathleen Anderson.
And you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'm not even sure if this is the correct forum for this, but I'm just a resident that is abutting the property.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I wanted to find out what they're going to be doing about the road and the lack of shoulders on the roads and the parking situation. I don't know if that's at this hearing or in the future. Because they currently park all along the shoulder on the south side of Shoal Place, and there is no shoulder on the north side of Shoal Place. And so pedestrian traffic, like, along that road is forced to walk into the road, and there's apartments across Silverdale Way that those residents coming across to use the Clear Creek Trail are also forced, A, not to have a crosswalk, and B, not to have a shoulder walk on. And it has been dangerous for quite some time. But.
Okay. That type of comment is appropriate, certainly, for both the site-specific zone as well as the implementing project. And you'll get more detail with whatever the implementing project is in terms of specific, you know, exactly what the anticipated use is and the proposed conditions and all that. But certainly a traffic concern can be raised associated with this proceeding. So I'll let the applicant and staff address that if they wish to do so after we've completed public comments.
Okay.
So, is that all?
Yep.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to testify? Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Katie Walls, and our property buttresses the Encore.
You swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
With the rezoning,
You said your property abuts the proposed rezone area?
So. Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're at the end of Gregory Lane.
Okay.
I guess with the rezoning, will that affect that whole area? Like, our property will then fall under the type of rezoning that Encore is asking. So with this hearing, will it
I'll let staff clarify that. However, the rezone is for only the property as it's described in the staff report. So it's not area wide. It doesn't affect other properties. It's just the properties as they are described in the staff report. And if we need some clarification from staff, we can get that after.
Okay.
Public comment. So.
Great. Thank
you. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Yes, it looks like there's not someone else from the.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name?
My name is Carol Roberts.
And you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
This might not be appropriate at this time, but my mother has property on Shoal Place right on the corner, and we have it for sale, but we may keep it. We're not sure. And there is. As Kathleen mentioned, a lot of traffic, workers, employees that park on the south side of Shoal Place. Will there be a stoplight or anything put in on Silverdale Way to help with the increase in traffic that will be coming up the road and down the road?
I do not know the answer to that question, but certainly I'll allow the applicant and the planning department to address traffic questions. But again, this is not a... It's a rezone, so it's not, we don't know what the specific
right,
is.
Right, sure. Just one of those client, questions.
But, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
And is that all?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Is there anyone else from the public who wish to testify? Okay. Let the record reflect there's no one else who's indicated to wish to testify. I'm going to now, yes, did the applicant wish to step forward? And your name again?
My name is Jeff Coombe, for the record.
And you remain under oath.
Thank you. By all means, on the site-specific application, once the exact project is determined what it will be, we'll be able to answer questions and plan the sidewalks, the traffic, all the issues involved around a new development. We anticipate making improvements on the sidewalks and the system at our expense, not at the taxpayers or the counties. That'll come after we've done our research of our project, and we'll obviously hire an expert in that area to tell us exactly what we need to do and make sure we're not short-sighted and not offering enough improvements to the area. And also for on the site, it is a site-specific, so no other properties involved in this rezone and change of use or change of density other than the outlying parcel that it's owned by the Munchtuk.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Any other clarification or anything further from the applicant? Okay. And then planning department, is there anything that you wanted to address? There were a few comments on traffic, and I know there are a variety of ways that traffic issues are dealt with during the permitting process. Maybe some input on that.
Consistent with the conditional use permit that was reviewed and approved in 2010, there was a traffic impact analysis prepared, and it would be the same issues would be addressed today if a development was proposed, where they would have to bring up the roads from a rural level of service to an urban level of service. The project would have to address off-street parking as one of the elements. I know that the previous owner of the care facility was looking at having some off-street parking for employees on this subject property with the original proposal. So all those impacts would be addressed through the application, through State Environmental Policy Act, as well as our design standards. As far as signalization off Silverdale Way, it depend on the traffic impact analysis, and it didn't. The problem is we don't want to make or impact the level of service on Silverdale Way. There might be controlled access on Silverdale Way, but when we get the trip generation report based on what the proposal is, then we can look at the types of mitigation that occur there.
Okay, yeah, and when I'm in looking at other projects, actually, one follow-up question, Mr. Smith. just to summarize, so usually you'll have a traffic impact analysis, and then the county has a concurrency ordinance, and usually you'll have, through the permitting process, we review all that, and I know I've reviewed other permits, and then there's usually a set of conditions that are proposed, and there's an opportunity for public comment, and
that's correct.
So that's how the traffic impacts are dealt with once you know what the specific project is that's being proposed.
That's correct.
So, and you all have a capital facilities plan that's yes. in place as well that does the kind of the along with the comp plan, which does the long term.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Planning.
And pedestrian safety is one of the paramount issues that we will consider and condition the project.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else from the applicant, or actually, did the public have? Is there any follow-up from the public on any of the comments that were raised? Traffic questions seem to be the primary comment, and the applicant and the planning department have provided some additional information on that. But are there any other clarifications that are questions? Yes, go ahead and step forward. Your name again?
Kathleen Anderson.
And you remain under oath.
Yes. Just observing the development just a quarter mile down the road when they across from Gateway Park, they'd have like a 200 home development there that's gone in, and they're whatever their traffic mitigation hearing they did for that, they didn't account for any crosswalk there, even though there's a dog park there and 200 homes and people crossing there all the time. So I'm wondering, when is this process, and does the public have a chance to weigh in on this stuff? Because what I've seen so far from the county is not pedestrians are not paramount on Silverdale Way, and I've lived there a long time. So,
why don't we have some additional clarification on that pedestrian question? Just, did the applicant want to address that, or planning department? Okay.
Jordan Winters.
Mm-hmm. And you remain under oath.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. Sorry, it's really hard to speak to your question from over here.
You can direct it to me, so and the audience, as long as they can hear. So if you afterwards, if you all want to talk offline, that's fine too.
Sure, I would love the opportunity to speak with all three public speakers, particularly Kathleen and Kara, that has questions and concerns regarding traffic. We recognize the off-street parking issues, or the on-street parking issues, I should say. They're a problem for us too. We have the safety of our employees to think about, and I anticipate, just as Mr. Coombe and Mr. Smith said, that during the SEPA application, which is a public hearing process, and you will have the ability to speak on, that you will be giving site plans and civil plans that show specific sidewalk layouts, crosswalks, things of that nature, so that if they do not meet your needs, you can certainly bring up those as issues. But we, as the applicant, absolutely recognize the need for public safety. We recognize that it is a concern and an issue, and we absolutely want to address it.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything to add on that? Or? And your name again for the
Jeff record. Smith.
Yeah, thank you, and you made it early.
Yeah. On an unrelated issue, with the Woodbridge crossing that's on the east side of Silverdale Way, there's going to be a roadway that comes down, and there's going to be a sidewalk connection through a signal that connects to the west side of the roadway, and the sidewalk will extend due south to Silverdale, about by the overpass. So we are aware of your concerns, and we're doing this on a project-by-project basis. We now have a multimodal traffic engineer at Public Works, and he's really looking at these issues and being proactive.
Okay, thank you. Anything further on that? Is that from the applicant? Or okay. I'm going to go ahead and close the hearing on this, take this under advisement. A written recommendation will be out within 10 business days. I will email that to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she will forward that on to all parties of record, meaning individuals from the public who've provided testimony, the applicant, and the planning department. And certainly if the public has additional questions on future permitting process, I'd encourage you to inquire with the planning department about how those processes will unfold. I do not know for this particular project what a permit specifically might be required, and of course that might depend upon exactly what ends up being proposed. But typically there is an opportunity for input and to address those types of issues. But so I think with that, is there anything else we need to address today? Okay. So thank you all. Appreciate the input today. And as I noted, recommendation will be out within 10 business days, and the Board of County Commissioners will make the final decision on this. Thank you.